Hello, I'm Cone.
I'm Steve-O. We're in Sum 41.
You guys just dropped your record, Screaming Bloody Murder, today. How are you guys feeling about that?
Good. It's been a long time coming, so we're excited for it to come out.
Yeah, we're happy it's out. I mean, when we started playing in the States, this club, the Glass House, was one of the first places that started to, you know, do well for us. I mean, we were selling out shows here before we were even doing it in our hometown of Toronto. So
really?
It's cool that, you know, the first show for the album releases here.
We filmed that.
Yeah, we filmed Fat Lip here. I mean, yeah.
Cool. Could you let us know about the new record, more about the record?
It's a darker, more aggressive sounding album. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a dark, heavy, aggressive rock record. It's going to be great to actually, I mean, we don't play the new songs until they've actually been released. Mm-hmm. So it'll be good now that we can start performing them live, because we played the single and another one.
Have you guys heard any reception from fans?
I mean, in this day and age, you can go on Twitter or iTunes or whatever, and you can see, I mean, everything's been positive. So, it's good.
A lot of our fans like the heavy and dark stuff, the more aggressive side of our band. So they seem to really like, or at least they like the first single, and then now I guess they get to hear the rest of the album. But from the first single, all the comments have been great. So.
Sick. Okay, cool. What did you guys do differently with this record as far as your previous stuff?
Well, I think just overall, I mean, the approach was different than previous records, where we just didn't really think about it too much. Like, we weren't trying or anything. I mean, it just sort of happened, and the recording was kind of sporadic. Like, we'd do a song, and then we'd take a break, and then we'd do another one. We didn't even think we were going to do a record originally.
Okay.
We were going to do an EP.
You just write it,
And then we recorded the EP, and we're like, well, these are pretty good. Why not, like, these might be too good for an EP. And then we waited a while, and then it just sort of snowballed from there, and then eventually we had a record.
Sweet.
So
is this the reason why you guys took a little longer than your previous work?
Yeah, I mean, at one point the label cut us off and they said, we're not giving you any more money. So then we just paid for the last two songs by ourselves.
Wow.
Because we were like, well, we really want to record these songs. We're like, well, no, you can't do it. And we're like, well, we're just going to do it anyway. And then that kind of pushed it back a little further. And then
we just didn't really have a deadline either for ourselves. We just kind of like,
we just wanted to relax.
We just wanted to record. And when the album was ready to come out and we felt like it was ready to come out, then we'd put it out. But
there were deadlines, but we just didn't pay attention to them.
Not by us.
They kind of just, you know, it was the only time they'd actually call us is when we were about to miss a deadline.
So your current single right now, what can you let us know about it? What is it about?
I don't really know what it's about.
No. Derek, what's the new single about?
He doesn't know. None of us know. You know, but generally, it's you can go listen to it. Well, you can go buy it now. I've been saying for the past 2 months, I've been saying you can go listen to it on
now you can buy
wherever.
It.
Now you can go buy it, which would be great. But yeah, I mean, it's what is it about? It's
I didn't write the name.
Yeah, we don't know.
Derek wrote it.
We have no idea.
Wait, should we get him to come in and let us know?
I think he's having a meeting with that lady.
Oh, he's busy. So since you guys came back, I believe it was back in April of last year.
Yeah, that's kind of when we started touring again.
Okay, when you guys started again, you guys have been touring nonstop since. Yeah. How do you guys go on so long being on the road?
We just like what we do. And I mean, we were actually talking about that today in the car on the way up here. It's like, it feels like we've been touring. We feel like we've been touring like a whole album cycle already, but it's just actually starting now.
Yeah.
Like it's been about a year since we started touring this album. So, and we're always like, wow, I feel like we've already toured this album, but it's just actually coming out. I don't know. And it's just, we really like to play still. We've been doing it for a long time and we still really, you know, we get along and we just like to play live. So
we don't know how to do anything else. So this is like,
this is what you guys know.
Options.
There's no other options. As long as you guys are comfortable with it, you know, like,
yeah.
You guys have been a band and writing music for about 11 years. I want to say, correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, we've been signed for about that long. We started the band in 1996.
Okay. Okay. So you guys have obviously you guys have tons of music. So how do you guys go about as far as picking your set list for either every show or every tour?
Well, the funny thing is that like when Fat Lip came out back in the day, we didn't have enough songs to do a headlining set. And so, you know, and then we would show up to clubs and sometimes there would be shows that were booked last minute and we'd be like, who's headlining? They'd be like, you're headlining. We're like, well, we don't have a fucking headlining set. We've only got 30 minutes of music. So now finally, we like, you know, after all these, now's like the first time we actually have more than enough.
I don't know what to do.
And so, I mean, we're going to play a few songs from the new record tonight and then we just play like a few songs from every record. We still play the old stuff and, you know, we play you know, maybe one or two songs off every record.
And there's always, like, you know, fans on a website like, yeah, I wish you'd play this song again or that song again, which are, like, album tracks of, like, their favorite album tracks.
Yeah.
And so we try and, like, rotate a couple, like, album track songs that are, like, fan favorites here and there. So we've been kind of doing that. We're playing a song called Mr. Amsterdam mm-hmm. on this tour, and we haven't played that for probably 5 years. Yeah. So we just, a lot of kids were saying they want us to play it, so we rotated that song in this tour.
What's it like going back to older material as you guys are writing, you know, different music?
It's fine. I mean, I think I forgot how to play it, so I had to go listen to it. I mean, we don't really listen to our stuff outside of... on stage, so I don't really, so, and I don't like listen to the old records really, so I forgot how it went.
You guys, I saw on Facebook you guys are going to be working on a new music video. What's the music video about? Can you guys talk about that?
Can't really talk about it. It's a big secret. It's very hush.
But yeah, we're filming one this Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday at the Roxy in Los Angeles.
So people can come and be in it.
Yeah, from noon to 5. We're just going to, we'll need fans there. So anybody who wants to come, I don't know when you guys are airing this, but anybody who wants to come, come on down. I think we're giving everybody who comes like free shirts, and we're going to do a sign. Nice. We might play some of our own songs just for fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'll ask a question even just in case. But so will you be directing this? I know you've
I'll direct it. So I'll do it. I mean, I might as well. I'll be there.
It comes at a good price.
Yeah, I like working for free. It's great.
Yeah. So you guys specifically chose this venue for your CD release because I saw on your Twitter you guys said this is where it all started. So you had said earlier this is you guys were selling out here more than back at home.
Yeah, I mean, we just, for whatever reason, like, we would always come to Pomona. There were other places in California as well, but it was always Pomona.
This was the main one.
You know, like, I remember when, you know, we did, like, a bunch of K-Rock shows here and all sorts of stuff. I mean, we've just played so many shows here, so we wanted to do it here.
Yeah, there's, it was this place, like, on Half Hour Power when that came out. The only two places we could ever headline was this place and in a place called, a club called The Shelter in Detroit.
Okay.
Those were the only two clubs we could headline on Half Hour Power. Really? And then eventually Toronto, we could do like 200 people or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this was like pretty much the first show we could ever headline. So it's good to be playing here again.
It's good to have you guys back. Earlier I saw when Derek came in, he had to be escorted and kind of had to sneak his way back here. So what's the craziest things fans have done when you guys are arriving at venues? Or when you guys are caught in public?
Not a lot of stuff.
Our fans are actually pretty cool. It's, you know, it's not... I mean, after the show, I think we always go out front and,
you guys
and
still
sign autographs
to?
And stuff. And we'll be... We're going to do one at the merch booth tonight. So it's not really that crazy. I've seen, you know, crazier stuff sort of happen. Not necessarily to us. Yeah. I remember one of the... I got a knife... A guy pulled a knife on me once in Pomona.
Really?
But I wasn't a fan. It was just some guy.
It was just some random.
I remember I was at a house party with Derek and we were in the garage. And this guy, like, I can't remember what we said. But we said something that pissed him off. And he, like, fucking pulled a knife on us.
If
you're watching... Yeah, that was here.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That was crazy.
Maybe he'll be at your show tonight.
Yeah, come on down. Let's hug it out.
So after the show, what are your plans for the rest of 2011 so far?
Well, tomorrow we have a day off, which is going to be awesome. The next day we're playing Jimmy Kimmel. Then we're doing
a MySpace
show, a secret show in Hollywood. We're doing Bordner's.
Bordner's, yeah.
And it's a bar in Hollywood. Then we're doing a Guitar Center show at Guitar Center.
Guitar Center?
And then, we don't
sunset.
Know. The Sunset one?
Oh, here, okay.
And then... the video's on Sunday. And then the next tour we're
also doing George Lopez.
Yeah, we're doing Lopez.
14th.
Lopez on the 15th.
14th.
Well, I don't know. I know that because I'm going to Foreigner on the 15th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you guys done Lopez before?
No.
Okay, cool.
So we're doing that. And then, so we're doing Kimmel, we're doing Lopez. And then the next tour we got scheduled right now is in May in Japan.
Mm-hmm. You guys, what bands are coming with you guys?
I think it's just our own show with Japanese head openers.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're headlining with Japanese openers.
Okay,
I think.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a U.S. tour for this record?
Oh yeah, I mean that'll probably be in the fall. We haven't figured
still
that out yet. Everything's kind of still up in the air. We never really book anything too far in advance.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having us today. Any last words you guys want to give out to your fans and our viewers?
Thanks for supporting the Sums, if you do, and. If you don't, you should. And yeah, the new record comes out today. So go check it out.